Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Thursday. I'm Ty Taylor. Tonight, we talk with Girard High School senior wrestler Walker Anderson. Off to a great start on the wrestling mat, 9-0 with 9 pinfall victories for Anderson. He's got a younger sister on the wrestling team as well. We talked to him about that. Also, we'll go back and talk a little bit about his time as a football player at Girard High School as the Tigers made some nice strides in the fall of 2022. A lot to get to in our conversation with Girard senior Walker Anderson. That's coming up next on WRMJ.
You've been talking about a new car that's top-rated for safety and backed by award-winning service. Serving the area for over 68 years, Zimmerman Honda has a huge selection of Hondas to choose from. Stop in and take a test drive from over 300 new Hondas in stock and the most certified used Hondas in 100 miles. Stop in and see the only local family-owned Honda dealer in the Quad Cities at John Deere Road and 70th Street in Moline. They're always open at ZimmermanHonda.com.
Hi, I'm Country Financial Representative John Waugh, and what a year it's been. As 2022 comes to a close, we're eager to celebrate what we have and what's to come. My favorite Christmas tradition is Christmas Eve with family. I'm so thankful for that, and I'm thankful for you and everyone in Aledo and the surrounding area. However you celebrate, I hope you take the time to do so. On behalf of all of us at the John Waugh Country Financial Agency in Aledo, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Welcome into High School Sports Spotlight on this Thursday, talking tonight with Girard High School senior wrestler Walker Anderson. And Walker, first off for you, a nice start individually to the wrestling season. I know 9-0 individually for you, all wins for you coming via pinfall. So what's been working for you, and what have you thought of the start to the season for you individually?
Well, you know, just been sticking to the same game plan that I have really all last year, you know, just run my offense and get it taken care of, you know, getting after it. So we haven't had any, actually last weekend I was out, so I haven't had quite the competition that I had been hoping for, but I've been getting it done, so off to a really positive start.
And I know last year for you, a fifth place individually at state. What kind of experience did that give you wrestling down in Champaign?
I mean, it really opened my eyes to the great talent that we have in this state, and now I kind of have a goal set to work for, so I mean, that really helps me out. So ultimately, I want to win state. So when I come back from Champaign this year, I want to come back a state champion.
So when you talk about, you know, setting a goal to win an individual state championship, also wrestling one of those sports where you compete both individually and as a team. So overall, I guess you set individual goal for you to win a state championship individually. Looking at the Girard Tigers wrestling team as a whole, I guess what are your expectations out of the group kind of as a whole? And just what do you think of this year's Tigers wrestling team?
Yeah, I mean, we're facing a lot of adversity this year. Just because we have a young team, we got a lot of freshmen. We're underclassmen heavy, which we haven't been in the years past. So that's a change for me. But we have great coaches, and they're doing a great job. And then we also have a lot of new guys. You know, we have several guys that hadn't been out before that are now trying wrestling. And so, you know, it's different. It's a change. It's something that me as a Girard wrestler, I've never seen before. But it's awesome. So I guess it's a learning experience for me, and the coaches are doing a great job with all of the new wrestlers and all the new faces that we have in the room. But I mean, I think that in the years to come, there'll be great things for the Girard wrestling team. But right now, we're kind of building up a lot of young guys or new guys that haven't been around the sport for a while.
And one thing that's kind of unique about you specifically is, you know, a lot of people sometimes have younger brothers, right, on the wrestling team, but you have a younger sister who is on the Girard wrestling team. So
yeah,
what's that been like?
Well, you know, so she actually wrestled when we were really little kids in the kids club. So she does kind of know what she's doing. I mean, coming from, she's been a basketball player pretty much my whole life, but she decided this year that she wanted to be a wrestler. So at first I was kind of caught off guard. I was like, dang, you want to be a wrestler? Like, you know what that all entails? But she wanted to do it. she actually made the switch from volleyball to cross country this year and did really well. Team went to state. So I trust her. I was like, all right, well, let's do it. And she's been working hard in the wrestling room. And her first match, actually, she won by pin. So
oh, wow.
She's been doing pretty good.
So I guess for you working with her, have you given her a lot of advice or pointers, or does she kind of try to just do it on her own?
I have, you know, after matches and stuff like that, even in the room, I'm working with her on her shot and on her shot defense and things like that. So it's fun.
And, you know, for you, when you look at kind of the wrestling season just as a whole, when you look forward or look back, is there a specific, you know, event or tournament or time of the year that kind of is your favorite?
Well, I really love, I guess I'm really looking forward to Abe's Rumble down in Springfield this year. It's a couple days after Christmas. It's the biggest team tournament in the state of Illinois. There'll be 60 teams down there. Great competition, and I just think there's a lot of great wrestling down there in a short period of time. So 2 days, we'll get 9-10 matches down there.
And lastly, I want to ask you a little bit about your football career. Now, you ended your senior season this year, all-conference selection in the Three Rivers Athletic Conference, both on the offensive line and as a linebacker defensively. And I know, you know, maybe the win-loss-wise, not as good of a year as you wanted, but I think, you know, I saw a few Sherrard games this year covering you guys, and I think you definitely could see some real progress and some real steps forward for the Sherrard football program. So I guess through your 4 years, now that you've ended your senior year, is that something you kind of saw some real progress this year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, games last year that we had lost by 40 points, this year we were losing by a touchdown or two touchdowns, or, you know, we beat a team that we had lost to last year. So definitely taking steps forward. The coaches have really brought this program a long way, and I see great things ahead for Sherrard football.
All right, Sherrard,